part I love about that story, Brother Eric. When the three Hebrew children were demanded that you got to bow to us.
Amen.
You got to pray for our idols. You got to do everything we ask you to do. But you know what I love about that story was? He said, even if you throw us into the fire, even if that God does exist, even if you do all these things, we won't bow to nobody. Amen. We stand for what we believe in. Amen. Church, it's time for Christians to know.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Cause it won't on board, Captain. He won't let your old ship sail.
Amen.
I'm going to let it be right there. I'm going to get into the Word. Amen. Voice is just about gone. Let me tell you something, church, here tonight. Amen. Church, if you have sin in your life, amen. If you got things that you just can't let go of, amen. If you got things that you just got a tight grip on, amen. You say, now, Caleb, I'll live for the Lord, but I just can't give up this thing. Hey, Caleb, I'll live for the Lord, but he's got to understand that I've got to have this in my life. Caleb, I'll live for the Lord, but he's got to do what I want him to do. He's got to live according to my plan. Amen. And then I'll live for him. Church, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. And the Bible says it's his way. The Bible says we got to live by his plan or no plan. And church, we're in or we're out. Amen. We're all in or we're all out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as sin's in your life, your ship ain't going nowhere.
Bless them, Jesus. Bless them, Lord.
Amen. I believe y'all know where I'm going with this.
Amen.
John chapter 1, if y'all read with me here. I love the brother last night. He got to preach and didn't crack open that Bible one time. I love when the Spirit moves on somebody. If that man didn't have to preach, didn't open up the Bible and took off and saw the Word of God, boy, that's when you know a man's been called. Amen? Amen. Church, let me tell you something today. Let's thank God for a God called preacher or a pastor. Amen. Somebody that's not afraid to stand. Amen. Even when it gets difficult. Even when it gets weird for us sometimes. Even when we're not the popular person in the room. Amen. I thank God for people that's willing to stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
Well, I know, well, I feel the bunch of fire preachers in here tonight. I was tickled to death when the brother said, I've got Eric Fay and his family coming along. Praise the Lord. Hey, me and Eric, we sit at Golden Corral. A lot of times we try to solve the world's problems over fried chicken and everything else we can get our hands on. Hey, man, we ought to talk about it. You know what I love about it, though? We love to talk about the Lord. Amen. 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 I love when you get together with your brother and sister in Christ. Amen. You can get all this world out of your head.
Amen.
Amen. You get the devil out. Amen. Amen. You sit over at the dinner table and nothing, talk about nothing but the good Lord and what he's done for us and what he does for us each and every day.
Amen.
I love to have conversations like that each and every day. So I was tickled to death when they said, Eric, his family's coming. So praise God.
Amen.
Amen. They'll be the first ones to tell you, amen, when you're singing and preaching, you don't do it to get your name in the lights.
That's right.
Amen.
In that case, my life will always, this time will always be out. Amen. I don't do it for the notoriety. I don't do it for the fame or the fortune. Amen. But I do it for God. Amen. God called me to preach. God called me to sing. Amen. And until they put me 6 feet under the ground or throw my body off the side of the highway, brother, we're going to keep on keeping on.
Amen.
John chapter 1. Got a little bit of reading here. I love this story here. Amen. But it goes right dead along with what's been preached this week. Let me read through. Amen. I love when God gets hold of it. Chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish.
Yeah.
And he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, and to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. I want to think about that. I've got some more reading here, but I want you to really think about that while I'm reading here. He's running from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You understand that? Amen. God called him and told him to do something. And he's running from the Lord. Amen. I want you to think about that as we keep reading. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man to his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down to the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, everyone to the fellow, come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. The Bible says, they said unto them, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? Why is this thy country, and what people art thou? And he said to them, I am Hebrew, and Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said to them, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous? And he said to them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake that this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard and brake to the land, and they could not, for the sea wrought and tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him to the fourth into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. You may be seated tonight. So we get in the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Now Jonah, as we talked about, amen, was called upon the Lord to do a work.
The Lord.
Amen. He's called upon the Lord to do a work. And Jonah ran from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But if you notice, amen, before the things got crazy here, he told the people that were asking who he was. He started talking about how he feared the Lord, feared God, and feared God of heaven, and which made the sea and the dry land.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
So I got to thinking about for a minute about Jonah when he was called to do the work, and he ran. He ran from God, and I'm sure God wasn't too happy with that.
Amen.
Amen, church. Have you ever been in a situation, amen, where God's flat out told you to do something, and you got scared, and you cut down and ran, and said, Lord, not me. Lord, this ain't for me. Get somebody else, and you ran. Amen. Amen. And how hard did God come down? Amen, church, let me tell you something today. Amen, God, if he has to, will bring you down to your very knee. Amen, he will make you understand. He will get you to do something one way or the other. We can fight it, we can run, and we can cry, we can scream. But brother, at the end of the day, when God said it is, so be it. Amen. Amen, God is still on the throne. God still calls the shots. God still tells us what to do in our lives.
Amen.
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 Jonah didn't want no part of that. Amen. Jonah said, no, I'm getting on the ship and I'm going the opposite way.
Amen.
Forget Nineveh, they're on the road, I'm going the other direction. Amen, church, I did the same thing when God called me to preach, brother. No, sir, I went the other way. Amen. God brought me to my knees. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Jonah had to be brought to his knees.
Come on, bless the Lord Jesus.
Before he realized what was going on, let me straighten this up a little bit. Amen. They knew that the only way that the ship was going to make to the point they were going is they had to get rid of the sin that was in it.
That's right.
Amen, church. Jonah had brought the sin from disobedience from God to the ship, and he figured if I just lay the side out of the way and I stay quiet and I stay to myself, then God would be okay with that, and nothing would happen, and I'd get to where I need to be. God said, no, sir. Amen. The water started getting crazy. Amen. These men started losing their minds. Boy, who's caused this upon us? What's happening here? Amen. The whole time the problem was laying over to the side.
Yeah.
When Jonah got up, he said, it was me. He said, the only way this stuff's going to stop.
Right.
The only way these waters are going to calm down if you throw me overboard. Because I know exactly why it's happening.
Amen.
Church, I don't really understand. I don't really think these men fully understood what was going on. Amen. Because he was talking about, he said, guys, you call upon your gods. Whatever we got to do to make this stop, you do that. But little did they know there was only one God that could stop it at that time. Amen. So they called upon the one and only.
Amen.
They said, what do we got to do? Don't hold this against us. We've got to throw this in and get it out of here.
Bless the Jesus. Bless the Lord.
So in order for that ship to get moving, In order to get to their destination, they had to get the sin out of it.
Yeah.
Church, in this Christian life that we're living today, we are on a ship. Amen. Amen. We started that charter a long time ago when we gave our lives to the Lord, and we've been on a journey ever since. And we've got to get there each and every day. We get closer every day. People say, "Oh, the birthday comes, so I'm just getting older." Yeah, but I'm getting closer home. Church, your ship is moving. Yes. The only way it's going to stay on track is if we get to see it out of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all remember the story of Titanic?
Yeah.
Boy, they said that ship couldn't sink.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Go read your history books. They said, this ship is built just, what they call it, four tubs, what they say these days. This ship is just built solid. There's no way this thing is going down.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. God said, watch me. He said, watch me. Amen. That pride was on that ship.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. That ship was going to make its destination. Because you had a pilot, you had a captain on that ship that his pride was so full of himself. He said, I don't need God. This ship is built perfect. It's not going anywhere. But if history tells you anything, it took nothing but an iceberg to bring it down. Took nothing but a piece of ice to bring it down. I'm not celebrating people's lives lost. I'm not doing that. But I'm telling you, that ship wasn't going to make its point of destination because sin was on that ship.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm sure you had people partying. You had people carrying on, having a good time. And you had people, I'm probably doing stuff that's inappropriate, doing they shouldn't be doing. Yeah. Amen. And all aboard, you had a captain that was so full of pride. Amen. All that sin was weighing the ship down, and it wasn't going anywhere.
Amen.
I believe the story has it, they tried to tell him, you need to turn around.
Yeah.
There's icebergs ahead. You need to turn around. You're heading for disaster. Get out of here. Boy, church, God is telling you tonight, you're heading for disaster. You need to turn the other direction. You're going to hell if you don't straighten up. You need to go the opposite way. What'd that captain do? I know what I'm doing. I'm going to keep on moving forward. And iceberg took him out. Think about that, church.
Right.
If a little piece of ice can take a whole ship that was supposed to be steady and strong and nothing can take care of it, if a little piece of ice can do that, what do you think the devil can do to you today? Devil, amen, is a whole lot more powerful than a piece of ice. Amen. The devil's a whole lot more stronger than a piece of ice.
Right.
Amen. He's at all times. He's taking things. When you're tossing stuff overboard to get it going, the devil's on the other side pitching something else. He says, we'll get rid of that. Here's something else you can have. Amen. Doing anything to keep that ship after moving, after making its destination, after getting the place it needs to go. That's your plan to tell you something today. God is still steering this old ship. I love the brother. He preached that last night. He said, the captain. Five-star captain.
Amen.
Amen. Only one, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Some people got Garth Brooks as their captain.
Yeah.
Here he goes on country music again. No, I ain't going to do that again. I ain't going to be Charlton.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Some people got Garth Brooks as their captain in their ship.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
Some people got Motley Crue as the captain of their ship.
True.
Come on.
Some people got Matthew McConaughey as captain of their ship. Some people got preachers that shouldn't be behind the pulpit.
Amen.
Come on. That's right. Come on. Thank
you. Captain of their ship.
False prophets.
They hang on every word these people say. Boy, I tell you, Caleb, let me tell you something. I know this preacher my whole life. He's never steered me in the wrong direction. I'm going to keep on falling, hanging on every word this man says. That's true, but what are you hanging on what the Bible says? Hey, church, let me tell you something. Everything I have, everything I own, everything that's in me hangs on the word of God. It ain't nothing that a man can do. It ain't nothing that a preacher can do. Amen, church, if you dig into the word of God, you can hang your hat on.
That's right.
That's who my captain is. Church, I used to have captains like that. Boy, I used to have
My captains was alcohol.
Yeah.
That was my captain.
Yeah, destroy.
Yeah. Bars and Weekend was my captain. That's what led my ship. Yeah. Bars and Weekend, beer, and everything else I can get hold of was my captain. Hey, man, watching stuff I shouldn't be watching on TV was my captain.
Come on, preach
it.
You can't watch the Disney Channel anymore.
That's right. Amen. That's the truth.
I was watching my kids had us. Y'all, your youngest, you know, the Disney app. And I got to sitting there, and I was sitting having to do some work, and my kids had the Disney thing going. And I heard something come across there that should never come out of the Disney Channel. Back in the day, it never happened.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse is Mickey Mouse. Amen. But now the devil's got a hold of Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
He's got a twist on it. He's adding homosexuality to it. He's adding alcohol. He's adding language that should be used to Disney. Now the kids can't turn on the TV anymore. And then the one-eyed devil is steering in the wrong direction.
That's right.
Yeah.
I looked at my wife and said, what did he just say? Get that mess off the toilet.
Right.
You can't even watch Disney anymore.
Yeah.
Church for too long Sesame Street when we think of the past.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, the things you grew up watching. No longer there anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to think about my kids telling me stories about what goes on in school. Church now, you can't. It's hard to even send your kids to school with what they're teaching.
Yeah.
What you're trying to shove down your throat.
Yeah.
You can't even go to a party. Boy, they had a big outing in Cookville Park, the Dogwood Park this weekend. I mean, you can't even take your kids to the park without rainbow flags flying everywhere. And then men dressed up as women everywhere. And then you can't let your kid run down the slide. And then you can't let your kids go across the monkey bars anymore. Because the devil has made the world his playground. And in the church, people's ships are to turn in the wrong direction. And then they got all the sin in their lives. And they don't even get rid of because they're hanging on top.
Amen.
Amen.
They're hanging on with everything they have.
Yeah.
So they don't want to let it go.
Bless the Lord. Thank
you,
amen.
I'm not going to get in on rainbow flags or anything like that. I know what the rainbow stands for.
Amen. Yeah. That's right, bro.
I don't need somebody to tell me what it means.
Bro.
The Bible says exactly what it means.
Amen.
I don't need somebody's opinion. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God is love. Amen. Yes, that's right. But you better be living right.
Amen.
God don't love your sin.
Amen.
God don't love the junk place you be going to. God don't listen to garbage music.
Amen.
God don't agree with TV shows you're watching. Amen. God don't agree with the people your kids are hanging out with. God loves you, but he's not going to sit back and watch you go to hell.
That's right.
He's going to teach you right from wrong.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you ain't say, tell him how you do that. Right here.
That's right.
Right here.
That easy, bro.
Right from wrong is right here.
That's right.
Amen.
You ain't going to have a teacher to tell you that. It's right here.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to have a principal or a dean of school to tell you, brother. I don't have to make the dean's list to know what a rainbow means. I mean, church, God told me what it meant. I mean, it's a promise for me.
Yeah.
It's a promise that he left for us years ago.
That's
what I think about whenever I see a rainbow.
That's right, brother.
I look it up and say, boy, what has God done for this world? But yet we still turn our backs on
him. Amen, that's right.
Amen. We still turn our backs on
him.
We've got things that aren't ship that we just cling to.
Yeah.
We just cannot get rid of. We got things that we cling to that keep us out of church.
Uh-huh.
We got things that we cling to that will make us locked with all our friends and family. We got things that we cling to. Amen. So we're fit in these other big massive churches. We got things that we cling to help us fit in at work. But we know it's wrong. But we hang on to it with everything we have because we don't want to let it go. Amen. God says, you know what? I want to move your ship. I want to get you home. Church, let me tell you something. The time is running out.
Amen.
We're running out of water. Amen.
Amen.
I can see the shoreline ahead of us.
Amen.
I can see the Christ waving me down.
Yeah.
Amen. Church,
amen.
We're running out of water. We've got to decide which direction we're going.
Amen.
Amen. If our sin takes us in a different way, we're hell bound, church.
Amen.
We're running out of water.
That's right.
Amen.
We're running out of water. Got another history lesson for you. Who remembers the story of Pearl Harbor? Y'all ever did any story of research on that?
Yeah.
Come on.
If you remember the story of Pearl Harbor, when they went to bomb Japan overseas, They said these planes were too heavy to get over to the other side.
Right.
Remember that? Amen. The planes were just too heavy. They said, we had to strip these planes down. We have to get rid of all this weight so this plane can take flight. So we can go over and do what we need to do. We got to get rid of all this weight that's weighing this plane down. That's keeping us from taking flight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church. He said, Lord, we get these planes up in there. He said, man, we've got to hurry up. We've got to strip all this out. And just maybe if we get enough of it out, we can take flight and have the other side. Church, our Christian life in the same way.
Amen. Yeah.
We're on a ship. We've got to lighten up. We've got to get everything out as quick as we can. Because one day, church, we're going to take flight out of here.
Amen. Amen. I've never seen weight. Amen.
We got a lot in the load.
Uh-huh.
Y'all going to preach me today. Amen. Church, there's a ship that we're on. It's been preached on all week long.
Uh-huh.
It started a long time ago when you gave your heart to the Lord. And we've been on a journey steadfast to go home.
Right.
We have a captain now. When we get saved, we give our hearts to the Lord. We have a captain, amen, on our ship. And he's telling us, amen. He's telling us, I love that song, he's calling, get on board.
Yeah.
Amen. Our destination's heaven. Yeah. Safe on that crystal shore. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Church, it says, when I see my friends and loved ones who've died and gone on before. Amen, church. Amen. I've got to go to hit. Amen. I've got a mark to meet. The brother preached last night. He said, press towards the mark.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We've got to race for my brother. Amen. We better get to stepping. We better get to working. Amen. All the way with some others to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of y'all tonight are just boys, just clinging to something?
Blessed be the Lord.
Huh? How many of us are just hanging on? You may say, Caleb, boy, life is just, that devil's just beat me up. I tell you, he's just giving me a fit. Boy, if you give the devil credit like that from everybody, boy, he loves that too. Build him up. Devil's what you for the people in the back. What you say if you tell everybody how bad I beat you up this week? Amen, but as sure as the world, if we take that old devil, we set him down in that dirt, just pound his head all the way down. Amen, put him on that field goal thing and just boot him all the way 50 yards out. Brother, church, devil will take the height. Amen, we got to tell the devil, get thee behind me. Amen, I've got a journey to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Resist him.
Bless the good.
Bless thee, Jesus.
All hands on deck.
Yeah.
There is no part time.
Right.
Interviewing a guy for my job. I was needing somebody to come work for me. And I was interviewing a guy. He said, Caleb, I need to work part-time. I want a part-time position. I don't want to work full-time. That's why I don't need part-time people. I need somebody full-time. Well, but you sure you don't have a part-time spot? No, I need a full-time person. I wonder how many times God argues with people today like that.
Come on, brother. Yeah.
How many people come to this old fashioned altar? Pray, Lord, I want a part-time Christian position. Yeah, have one open for me. No, I need somebody full-time. Yeah, I just can't do that. I just can't let go of this. I need something part-time, Lord. Do you have it for me? Yeah, I don't have that. Boy, I just can't do it.
Amen.
I just can't do it.
That's right, bro. That's the truth.
And they just right out of here. But then, when time comes, Brother Eric, we preached on this a few years ago.
Yeah.
When time comes and the Lord calls our number, who's the first one in line wanting that retirement full benefit plan?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that a minute ago. They'll stand in line, Lord. Boy, that's what I did. I went to church. If you remember, I went to the altar and I asked you for a job and you turned me away. Do you remember that? I want everything you promised everybody else to work hard to get here.
Bless
the Bible say. The Bible says he'll say, depart from me, right. You work over his iniquity, I never knew you.
That's
right. God's got enough part-timers out there.
Yes, he has.
He don't need any more part-timers. He don't need no more part-timers. There's enough of them out there. They'll go to church on Sunday morning, do their 2-hour tour of duty. Amen. They'll go back the following week and go right back to the sinful life they were living. Amen. They'll go right back to cussing. They'll go right back to drinking. They'll go right back to abusing their kids. They'll go right back to abusing their wife. They'll go right back doing the old same sinful stuff
that old devil put their heart.
Amen. Yes.
Because Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Sunday morning. Shirt and ties on straight. The best two-piece suit you can possibly find. But I have that hair slicked back and that Bible just cupped up right here. Walking right into church.
Amen.
Shaking old preacher's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not wash the pokers.
Brother JB, you boy, you preachers know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't have to impress us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't impress me.
Amen, bro.
Don't impress your pastor.
Yeah.
That's the last one. We need to impress y'all.
Amen.
I'm building a resume. Amen. I'm building a resume.
Amen.
I remember when I had to start writing mine. I remember all the time I tried to write one, I kept saying that sinful life and sinful world. I had to wad it up every time, throw it out.
Yeah.
I remember when God truly got a hold of this old country boy here. And he took my life. He said, Caleb, you're going to do it this time. You're going to stick to it. We're going to ride this thing out together. Start building that resume. Well, I started writing. Bible says my name got right written in the last book of life. My resume started building from there. Amen, church. My resume started building from that moment on. Amen, church. The Bible says when we stand before an almighty God at judgment, he's going to open that last book of life. He's going to see if your name's written there. And he's going to look at all the things that you did for him while you lived for him.
Yeah.
The Bible says your sins are covered under the blood.
Amen.
Nevermore to be remembered.
That's right.
Bless up, Jesus.
Amen.
Don't you love that?
Come on, quick.
We're building a resume now. And one day we're going to take it. Here you go. And it's all built right there in front of us. We'll open it up. It's all going to be right there. Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
I love working for the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes it's, and don't take this the wrong way. Sometimes when people call us to preach, sometimes people call us to sing. Amen. Sometimes we're like, man, I got to cancel something to go do this.
Yeah.
Amen.
We got to do it. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it happens that way. Amen. Sometimes you have to go out late to see somebody that's sick. Sometimes you get a phone call at night because somebody needs prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes you get a phone call at night because a marriage is going bad and they need your help. They need your prayer.
Yeah.
Church, I've heard it. Amen. I've got a call at 10:30, 10:45, 11 o'clock at night. Caleb, my marriage is going down the drain. I need you to pray where you're at and pray fast. Amen. I need the Lord's help. Amen, church. Sometimes it's not convenient, but you know what? It's worth every penny. It's worth every minute, every hour and second, every dime of gas you got to throw in your bed for God. It's worth every time.
Amen.
I haven't regretted it one time.
Amen.
I've never come home and threw my Bible down. I did. It's not out of here.
No.
Not one time.
Yeah. No.
Not one time. Have I got irritated sometimes? Absolutely.
Sure.
That's what we got to pray. Amen.
Yes.
Lord, I don't understand this. I'm doing everything I can.
Amen.
Help me understand this. Church, we talked about the brother singing about going through the fire. Amen. God's still in the fire. He ain't never come out.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't understand the things that happen to us we go through.
Right.
Lord, help me understand why this is happening.
Yeah.
Lord, help me understand why this is happening. Amen. What's the most popular thing that you hear? Boy, why did you take my brother and sister away from me? Why did they have to die? Well, I don't understand, church. Let me tell you something. I don't understand God's plan. Amen. Nobody does, but one day we will.
Amen.
Amen. God will show us everything. Amen. He'll have all of it right and laid out for us. But until then, we got to keep moving.
Amen.
Our ship has got to stay on course.
Yeah.
Amen. It's got to stay straight. Amen. Stay on course.
Come on, amen.
Amen. We got to stay on that path. We got to make sure the things that we are clinging to, that stuff that we just can't let go of. Boy, Caleb, it's just so hard. I know it's so easy for you to preach on it, but it's so hard for me to give up. Sometimes it takes everything to do it, but once you get it off.
Amen.
Amen.
Once you get it off.
Bless
the
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Let me tell you something, guys. I'm not a boat person, all right? I like to fish off the bank.
Amen.
I can't drive a boat. And I'll tell you a little story here. Go with this. I worked as a dockhand at Edgar Evans Marina. And they told me for the first time, Caleb, go out there and get that pontoon boat, bring it here. We got somebody that's wanting to rent it this weekend. I was like, me? You don't want me on that thing. He said, go get it, bring it in here. I was the only guy that was working that morning.
So we got that pontoon boat. I look like Gilligan's Island out there, but I was ready to crash into the island somewhere. Amen. But I sat there and I keep that thing straight, trying to stay on the best line possible, lining up with that dock so I can fill it up with gas for the person to come get on it. That's the way life is. Yeah. You gotta get a hold of that steering wheel. You just gotta keep it straight as possible. Amen. As long as your captain's right there up top giving you directions. Amen. Keep it straight. The shoreline's just ahead. I see the people waiting on us. I see your mama. I see your daddy. I see your brother. I see your sister. I see your grandparents. Your pastor, your deacons. I see you on the other side. We've gotta keep moving.
Amen.
Stay straight on that course. Amen. Stay straight on that course. Don't ever get to a point where you know it all. Because we don't.
That's right.
I don't know a thing. I'm about as dumb as a box of rocks. I did just enough to get out of high school. And I mean, I crawled out of there too. Amen. I'm talking, I crawled out of there. But I made it. Amen. I made it. I don't know a thing. I know I have a wife and four kids who I love so much, and I'm God serving God that's almighty and true. And I know I've got a job to do for Him. I know I've got a work to take care of my family. And that's all I know. I don't know anything else besides that. Lord, have to show me, guide me, Brother Tim, from day to day. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen when I walk out these doors. Amen. But God says, I've got a plan for you. Amen. The book of Jeremiah 29:11. For this is the plan I have for you. Amen. Church, I'll tell you, God knows exactly what we need. We need to get that old pride off that ship. You don't know nothing. Amen. Caleb, that's awful offensive. It's the truth. You don't know a thing. Amen. I don't know a thing. We all don't know things. You can have a PhD on the wall and still be done under a box of rocks. Amen. I'll tell you a story of a doctor I had that I was praying for one day. And I told this story at Fredonia a couple times. And the doctor was a heart doctor, Dr. Case in Cool. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not. But I remember spraying in his house, and I told him, Doctor, I said, man, I don't see how you do what you do. There's no way I can do what you do. He said, let me tell you something. I'm going to correct you right there. There is nothing that I can do. That's all God in God's these hands when I'm working on somebody. I was like, brother, I need your number. I want you working on me. Amen, church. That's the doctor I want working on this body. Amen. When it's time for healing, time for help, it ain't nothing the man can do. But if God gets a hold of somebody,
amen,
and God's your hands, buddy, that's the one.
Yeah,
I want working on me.
Yeah,
amen. That's the ones I want on my side. I don't want the doctors to think they know everything. You see that degree on the wall? Do you realize what college I went to? I don't care less.
Yeah.
Do you serve the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? That's all I need to know. I don't care less with a PhD, how many years you spent in college. Do you know the Lord?
Amen.
Yes, I do. Continue on. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Church, we're on a ship and we're on a journey.
Yeah, we are.
We're riding a straight line, and we can see the shoreline ahead of us. And sooner or later, it's going to be time to anchor down.
Amen. Oh, that's right.
Anchor down. You Vanderbilt fans out there, it's time to anchor down.
Yes.
One day when this life is over,
yeah,
and He calls that final trumpet.
Amen.
When He calls that final trumpet, the Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first. And those that lie and remain will be called up at them in air to meet Him. When He blows that last trumpet and we set forth on the shoreline, we're going to take that last that last weight, and we're going to throw it out.
Yeah.
Never to get on that ship again. That's we're home.
Amen.
We're home, amen. Amen. There to be with all of our loved ones and family we worked hard our whole life to get to. We're going to anchor down.
Amen.
And it's all going to be over. I'm going to ask you to stand. Eric, you come and get a song, you and your family. Church, we're on a ship.
Yeah, we are.
You're on a ship. We're on a journey.
Yeah.
And I want you to really think about life right now, okay? If you're here lost and you say, Caleb, I've been in and out, I've been on and off this ship, but I just don't know if I'm ready. A part of me wants to give up this sinful life and these weights, but part of me wants to hang on because I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
Let me tell you something tonight, church. If God is dealing with your heart, amen, He is calling you to throw them sins off the boat. He's calling you to get rid of the weight. And He's saying, I need a full time.
How many times,
Christian, tonight, how many of you are Christians still have that one weight, that sin that you're hanging on to? Have you fully let go of everything in your life? Have you fully let go of everything in your life tonight? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself tonight. Have you let go of everything? Have you let go of everything in your life? It's your shoe sell in a straight line right now. Won't you come, man? Won't you come tonight? I want to pray with you. Won't you come? Won't you come?
And God's justice, we surely.
Be honest with yourself, church. Be honest with yourself, man. What are you doing at home? What are you saying at home? What are you watching at home? What are you doing at work? What are you saying at work? What are you saying to your friend on the phone? What are you doing, church? You know without a shadow of a doubt God's happy with your life right now. Is God 100% pleased with how you live? Be honest with yourself.
God gave me mercy.
Won't you come tonight? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Mercy, God's loving mercy,
won't you come tonight?
It has saved, oh, you, you
and me. Won't you come? God's speaking to your heart. God's speaking to you tonight. That ain't your conscience, church. That's God.
But we found mercy.
Won't you come? Won't you come?
Yes, we found mercy when we knelt at the cross.
Amen. Mercy was shown on Mount Calvary a long time ago.
Amen.
When Jesus laid down His life for me and you.
Yes.
A church we talked about earlier this week, I'm going to say this, I'm going to get out of the way.
Bless you, Lord.
God ain't laying down conditions and restrictions you got to live by, you know, when you, I mean, to get saved. Amen. He said, all I need you to do is step out on faith.
That's right.
You come trusting and believing that I can save you, then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't say you had to have a PhD to get saved.
Right.
He can save the homeless man on the side of the street just as well as he can save a multi-billionaire.
Amen.
Amen. When we go to the grave, and we're the same person, amen, as y'all. Church, let me tell you something. We all are on the same ship.
Yeah.
And we're all trying to get to the same place.
Amen.
We got something, that little thing. I love what Brother Tim said a second ago. We got to set aside that sin that so easily besets us.
Yeah.
That wasn't the little things that matter.
Right.
It's the little things that will keep you out of heaven.
That's right, Brother Caleb.
You may think, boy, Caleb, God doesn't care about that. Yes, He does.
Yeah, He does.
Absolutely, He does. He cares about the little things in your life. Amen. I remember a skit that a church I used to help out with did. They talked about these boys used to hang out as college kids, and one day Jesus showed up at the front door, knocked on their door. And they opened the door, and he said, well, hang on, Lord, I've got to fix a few things in my house. So they went and straightened up some things in the refrigerator they had in there, drinks they had in there. They threw some movies out in the backyard. And they threw some other stuff away where Jesus didn't see that, or they think He didn't see it. So they finally come to the door, sorry, I didn't mean to keep you away, come on in here. But little did they know, Christ already knew everything.
Uh-huh.
He knows everything about us.
Right.
We can't hide nothing.
Right.
You can go underneath there and lift up that rug and sweep it underneath that rug. He still knows it's there.
Yes.
We got to get our house in order.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We need to get our floor swept. As my wife loves to do at the house, you got to keep everything dusted. Amen. My wife loves to clean. Let me tell you something. She is a neat freak at our house. But you know what? I can relate that to the way we need to live. The Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. We need to make sure everything's clean and ready. When the Lord calls us out of here, we better be ready to take flight.
Amen.
Amen. Brother JB.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.